season.
Hear Me Out Podcast, season 2, episode 5, I believe.
Let's go.
Episode 5. Shout out everyone inside. Shout out Clay. Shout out Kiz. Shout out Henny. Do you know what? I'm drunk today. I've had fair cider.
Yeah, look at you.
You want a Maggie?
Huh?
You want a Maggie?
Yeah, bust me.
I've got two.
I don't even know it. I just want to drink.
That's a bit treacherous.
It's so hot in here.
I got one that's left.
It's so hot in here that I just need something.
I drank some, but I don't want the rest.
Why don't you want it?
I was drinking it, and after a while, I was thinking, I'm not in the mood to drink alcohol, you know?
I've been drinking. I've been in the sun. I don't know if you can see, but I caught a tan.
Young tan coming out.
Caught a tan.
That's a mad thing still.
I'm black.
Yeah, black.
And I love it, you know? I love it. You know how certain black men don't really want to get in the sun? Oh, no. I'm gonna get dark.
I don't mind getting dark here. It's just I don't like the heat.
I welcome the heat.
I'm not.
Next week is gonna be a mad thing,
bro. This weekend is gonna be a mad.
28 degrees.
28. Yeah, bro.
Nah, that's lit though. That's lit.
I'm here for it.
I don't like heat like that, man.
I'm here for it.
Football starting.
You know when you're stuck inside and to certain hours and that. I'm like, bro. I'm just watching everyone go past the window, past my window, having fun. Everyone's in their shorts. Everyone's in their little tops and these things, and I'm here shirted up.
It's
why am I in here? I'm not out there.
No,
but it's all right.
It's all right. You have your day.
Yeah, we get to the bag and every
dog has
their
day. Every dog has their day.
Of course.
Hey, when is Is this Friday. Sunday?
Friday.
What's
Friday? No, Friday's the first game.
Is it Turkey and Italy? Turkey playing someone.
Italy something. No, Italy and someone.
Turkey.
Yeah, Italy, Turkey. Yeah.
Oh, then it must be Turkey.
Yeah. Italy, Turkey.
I know Italy's definitely kicking off.
And I know that Turkey's definitely kicking off.
So then it's definitely Turkey.
What games are England playing?
We're playing Sunday.
Weekends?
Croatia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Croatia, first one, isn't it?
But England's games.
A draw out, though.
England's games will be. Majority of them will be evening, isn't it? Like, if not on the weekend, they'll be like 8 p.m. or something. So it's not like you'll miss it, or do you know what I mean?
I kind of want to go somewhere to watch them, but I don't really like leaving my yard on Sundays.
Do you know what?
Holy day.
There's somewhere we can watch it this Sunday, but I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Make sure.
Somewhere local. We can watch it, but somewhere local. About it after.
Somewhere, so yeah, because I don't want to be out.
Yeah,
do you
that know sounds, what
I mean?
That
people might, obviously, people are going to try and cramp our style. I mentioned it on the Hear Me Out podcast. People are going to follow our team.
Oh, of course, because they're all going to view the episode.
You want to come down? We'll sign some shirts.
No, it's not that. You're not invited.
Sign shirts.
It's not a signing.
It's not a signing.
You want to come down?
What time's the match?
Sign some shirts.
Sunday, probably.
I think it's afternoon times. I think it's early afternoon.
Better be.
What is plans?
2 o'clock, mate. Nah, and it's Croatia. That's a decent intro.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, revenge.
Yeah, see,
revenge.
I need that after.
We need revenge.
Hey, we got a bit of a group here.
Yeah, techie, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Is it techie? Who's in our group?
Czech Republic, Suček and Kufau and them, man.
It's techie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Croatia, Modric and Co.
Yeah.
It's techie.
Then we got Scotland, KT. Come on.
Scotland could get techie.
Shout out my brother Kieran Tierney.
Man, Scott Mayonnaise might be just.
Scottish.
Oh, Scott Mayonnaise. He might even pull through.
Man, like Tierney.
KT.
And then obviously we got England.
Yeah.
So where did we finish in that group?
Second.
I actually agree.
We should win it.
Second.
We should. You're right.
We should win it.
But there's a thing about England, isn't it? Like, we've got individual quality. But as a team, we just don't really work, man.
No, we're going to win it.
What, the Euros?
No, the group.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Let's start with there first. Let's start with that first. And then I can try to build my... Like last year, I built my confidence built.
Over time.
We really thought it was coming home, didn't we?
Lie, bro.
All them pub visits.
Bro, it was going off the time in the pub. But I was so gassed. Someone threw their beer at me and I didn't care.
Yeah, why would you?
Remember? It just,
you got your England top on.
I was buzzing.
See, when we get further into it,
that's when we start getting gassed.
I'm throwing beer. I'm everywhere, fam.
I remember I used to leave work with my work shirt. I won't even go home. I'd be in the pub in Enfield Town with my shirt and my trousers.
Just living it up.
Just living it up, bro.
With a beer. It's brilliant. Why not?
It's the best.
As soon as you can, bro, just get in the pub and just watch a game.
What was the best one?
I like especially when it's international.
Like, I feel like the Euros, the World Cup, is just lit. It's just, it brings everyone together, kind of thing. Everyone's all in like the same boat. Everyone's supporting the same team rather than
that's the rivalry
and all of that. So it's quite lit.
You like to see Kim K boiling up on the gram. crying up on the gram.
Oh, what did you say? I didn't actually see it. I've seen clips and I've seen memes, but
she can't hold that.
I haven't really taken him.
She can't hold a man down.
Damn right she can't hold a man down.
Maybe she was never meant to,
free,
man.
Free relationships?
Men said maybe.
Free marriages?
She did come up with a
porn. Yeah.
Free marriages down the hill. Down
is it,
the
is it free marriages?
Yeah.
Kanye.
Free marriages.
Chris.
Is that basketballer?
No.
No, that's the white guy, isn't it?
Who's the basketballer?
Chris. Was Chris a basketballer?
There was a basketballer.
Was name Chris Humphries? Yeah. Was he a basketballer?
Yeah. And another one.
I think she married one black guy a time ago, though.
Probably. Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure she's had two marriages.
She's had three, bro.
Three marriages.
Yeah, she said it. She said it.
She said three.
Failed marriages.
Three failed. But do you think it's Kim or just...
Before anything.
Wait. Damon Thomas?
Yeah.
Do you lot know of this person?
No.
Is he black?
Yeah, he is.
They what? Damon Thomas?
Yeah. I'm black.
Damon. Has to be black.
Thomas.
No, Damon.
Damon.
He has to be black for
me. It has to be.
Damon Thomas.
That's what I was thinking about, but I'm going to call him Ocho Cinco.
Who the fuck?
You know the NFL player, Ocho Cinco? He looks exactly like him. I thought it was Ocho Cinco because they look alike. But I know it wasn't him. I said, that doesn't make sense because he's been with his wife for a time.
Damon Thomas.
What were you going to say?
You said...
Is it her?
Bruv, do you actually think she cares? Do you think she cares?
Yeah.
You think Kim Kardashian cares?
Do you know why?
Yeah. Why do you think she cares?
Because this one, she's got kids.
So?
No,
fine. Listen. Let me tell you about the Kardashians.
Let me answer the question.
Go on.
I think she got kids.
Yeah.
And forget the Kardashian brand. As a woman.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's got kids. In your later stage. I don't give a fuck how famous you are, how much pee you got. As a woman. In your later stage, you had two, no kids. This one, you have a kid. You have kids. This one. It hits a bit different. She cares.
I definitely agree in the sense that I think this one hit home a lot harder than the other two, and that's a major reason why. I could be wrong here, but I think that all the crying, all of that, it's all for the.
She does just for extra attention. Have you not seen the Kardashian blueprint?
They get successful.
Black, high-end celebrities, they leech them, take whatever they need from them, kids, money, fame, and they cut.
She's not heartless, fam.
Who's not heartless? Kim Kardashian.
No, when I say she's not heartless, I'm not saying she's not like a savage or anything like that. As in, I'm saying she has feelings. Like, deep down, she thinks about things like this.
We're human.
It's very sad. You're not having your marriage anymore with Kanye West. Yeah, I get it, but bro, you don't really care.
Nah, she cares.
Think about it.
They didn't just break up either.
Yeah, and that's why I think they've
been. No, man, you've been through all of this already. The worst is already over for them. Just not publicly, I guess.
Do you know what? I think she cares, yeah? Do you see, remember that footage when they were in the McDonald's car park and they were arguing just in the car park? Fam, you don't get. That's normal life. You don't get stuff like that, yeah, if you don't care.
Yes, I get that. I'm not even disputing that. I don't think she doesn't care. I think she does care, and I think it hit home, like I said. But I also agree with George. In the sense that they're doing these things, it's all publicity, bro.
No, that's not all the crying, does she care?
It's all so that they've got an extra, like, they've probably got an extra, like I'm a fucking, a bonus episode to come out in their final series.
I do hear that, but the question you asked was, does she care?
Bro, she cares more about her brand than her failed marriage. Put it that way, bro.
Nah, man.
Her brand is everything.
Okay, why do you finish?
Kardashian.
Forget Kardashian. Her.
No, but it's as a collective. The Kardashian brand.
I'm talking about her.
But she is the Kardashian. It's all of them. I can't speak about one without all of them, bro.
Okay, why do you think she doesn't care?
Bro, because this is her life, bro. This is it. You get with people, you break up with them. It doesn't matter that you have kids. The most important thing to you is that you get a message across to your fans and the public. That's it. And if that means you crying on Kim Kardashian or keeping up with the Kardashians or Kylie and Kenny or whatever, I don't give a fuck.
I think that's a bit too calculating. If she don't care like that.
But we're talking about the Kardashians, and you think it's too calculating?
No, I'm saying she don't care. She don't care. That's the bit that I'm arguing with. I think she cares, bro.
Yeah, she might care to a certain extent, but not how you think, bro. You think that she's really upset and she's down in the dumps about three failed relationships?
I believe so.
No, not three.
Listen.
This relationship. I think she's upset about this relationship.
But what was she doing crying? What was she crying about? She said,
feel for a relationship, and she goes, he's such a good dad. So that's what I'm trying to say.
But she can't share that experience with the other two because she don't have them as dads.
Which is my whole point.
So she can only say that about him.
That's fine. What my whole point is, three failed marriages, but forget the other two. This guy, in your later stage, kids, you wanted this one to work. You wanted this one to work.
I don't even disagree with that.
No, but what I'm trying to say is Jordan saying she doesn't care. The fact that she wants it to work and you don't disagree with that means that she does care because she wants it to work. You can't want something to work and not care.
Yes.
But so that's my whole point.
No, but when he's saying she don't care, he's saying that she's ultimately going to focus on her brand, keeping her brand
up there, no, but
keeping
her
brand protected, yeah? And by exaggerating and crying and all these extra things on public TV
hear that.
And for everyone to see.
You know Kim cries every day, right?
No, no, I do hear that.
Have you ever watched, watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No, I don't watch it.
She cries every single episode.
The reason why I say I think she cares, yeah, it's like a normal Insta thing. If she broke up with her baby father, she's gonna care, but she's also gonna try and work on her brand, innit?
But this is Kim Kardashian we're talking about.
And this is my whole point. Okay. This is the bigger stage.
Yeah.
So she has more to appeal to, you're saying? No, 100%.
Okay, cool.
But what I'm trying to say, she does care. It doesn't mean that because she's got a brand, she doesn't care. It's the whole point.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
No, but that's what I just have to confirm. She does care.
But you can care about something and not really care at the same time, Clay.
100%.
Show me an example.
Bro. I've had four relationships where I've cared and at the same time I didn't
care. You can care for the person that you no longer want to be with.
You don't care after you moved on.
No.
She hasn't moved on. She hasn't moved on, though. She hasn't moved on. You don't care when you've moved on. She hasn't moved on. And bearing in mind,
this thing
probably got recorded time ago. Just remember that as well.
I think this got in a period of time where she was down, in the dumps. I hear that.
That might be it. Because remember as well, from what I do know, and correct me because you will know more than me. I'm sure the cameras are with them 24/7.
Pretty much, yeah.
Bro.
Some points are gonna get a natural reaction.
Bro.
Yeah, but
this is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They will force the cry out of her and then get the camera rolling.
You know what it is? I feel like you're not removing her. You're not taking her from
As much as it's a reality show, it's acting.
But there's a human side to it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But they're not human, bro.
No, they are.
Hey, listen, the Kardashians are not human. Kendall is the only human one. They're not human, bro.
Like, you lot are not separating Kim the person from the brand. That's why you find it so hard.
I can't.
There's only one Kim, and that's Kim the brand. There's no Kim the person. There's no such thing.
As much as you don't want to think about it, bro, like, listen, that's a lot of time invested in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of time, a lot of feelings, a lot of experience. There's a bond there as well. Mm-hmm. And, like, finally as well, bro, the attachment is going to be mad, fam.
Different.
And as well, bro, where does she go from here?
It don't matter because she's got what she wanted. She's got her kids, bro.
She's obviously thinking about stuff like that.
She's Kim Kardashian. She can get anyone she wants. She's good.
You think she can get anyone she wants?
Potentially.
No, she could.
If she get 80% of whoever she wants, she could get.
What kind of guys? What kind of guys do you think she can get?
Any guy she wants,
above her, or she gonna have to go? In a sense, when I say above her, I mean like status, like celebrity wise or peas wise.
I don't even think there's anyone bigger than that.
Okay, cool. So peas wise then. She goes someone that has more money than her or less money.
If you have money, do you care if someone has more money than you though? If you have money. Do you get what I mean? She's probably got about 500 M's.
Let's look at this. What did Drake say to Meek Mill? Is that your world tour or your girls tour?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that fucking rattled him, bro. Even though it shouldn't, because you're Meeky Mill. And you got all the funds,
mm-hmm.
You got all the respect. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Nicki Minaj we're talking about.
Yep, that's gonna burn.
Big Nick the boss, and that wasn't your tour. That was definitely your girl's tour.
If you have money, bro, you don't care, man.
I hear that. I actually agree.
No, I actually agree with that. Because if a man says he's at your girl's tour or whatever,
rightfully so. Like, brother, if she has more money than me, I have to respect it. Do you know what I mean? You can't just because she has more money.
Okay,
that shouldn't be an issue.
You're missing the question.
What am I missing?
I said she. From you're talking.
Yeah, but he said
something. No.
No, wait, go on.
No, but as an example, isn't it?
She. Mm. No, I know. But the example he even gave as well, that's a guy example. You're saying that, does he care? I'm talking about she. Mm. If you said Nicki Minaj, does Nicki Minaj care at the time? That's a different story, but you're talking about him. I'm talking about her. Her being a female, because females are different. Females, they like to feel like they're safe and protected. And
financially and physically and emotionally.
There you go.
Blood.
So today,
at one point, she had more money than Kanye. That's what you laugh. Not even remembering. She had more money than Kanye.
That's cool. But there's potential in Kanye. She see the potential in Kanye.
Brother, what are you talking about? If a guy has money, if a guy has M's, yeah, of course he has potential as well. Of course. And the point I'm making is, at one point, she had more M's. She had more racks than Kanye, and she was still with him. I don't think she cares.
I think for high end celebrities like Kim and Kanye, I don't think it's actually the money factor that they care about because, like you said, at one point she had more money, but then at a certain stage when the Yeezy thing took off and everything else, Kanye's thing blew.
Yeah,
but it's not a money thing though.
I think it's status.
No. But you said Kanye, innit? But I'm trying to say. I didn't bring up Kanye to be fair. I was talking about, can she date someone that's got more money and da da da.
Yeah.
But you're saying status.
Those are two different things.
No. I stopped saying status because you said she can't, there's not a bigger celebrity than Kim K. So I said, all right, cool, let's go to money. But if you're going to go back in that time period, then I can talk about status.
Yeah.
Kanye's status was a lot bigger than her status.
I wouldn't even say that it was.
No, it was.
No, level.
When
no.
Kanye West was with Amber Rose, at that stage when he was in music, that's his. Remember when he was Amber Rose? That's when he was going like that.
But you need to remember this whole time.
She was already.
She was like that. But in what community?
No, not in our community. No, she definitely was.
She was laughed upon in our community.
Her family was laughed upon in our community.
Everyone loved her.
No, she was laughed upon. Who loved her,
bro?
Because to my everyone has rubbed that because Ray J dropped it.
No, but people are still doing that. But that's not the point.
No, at that time period, she wasn't loved in our community.
I think she was.
Kim Kardashian was adored.
I don't.
And mainly, it probably weren't even us. Because I think it took longer for the guy to accept Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But the girls, they've been crazy about her for time, bro.
They respected her hustle.
They respected her. That was the first hoe to look up to, Clay. Mm-hmm. That was the first hoe.
Before the Black China, what do you mean it wasn't?
The first hoe. To look up to, they could properly look up to.
Remember, she made M's off of B.
That they could properly. She had a sex tape with Ray J, bro.
I would have said Paris Hilton, but...
No.
That's the first hole that they look up to.
She was just daddy's little princess.
Yeah, that's different.
Remember, Paris Hilton had all the sex tape and Kim Kardashian used to bread Paris Hilton. She's the breader.
Yeah,
she did.
That was the first
hole.
But no one looked up to Paris Hilton.
No. And that's what I'm trying to say. I believe that the same thing with for Kim. I don't think no one took her in like that.
No, they did.
But if you don't think... Okay, cool. I'm going to go to the majority because I don't really know much. But I just thought no one really took her in. That's what I said, the status. But back to the question anyway. Do you think she's going to... No, just status.
I don't know. Maybe she could. She probably get a Nick Cannon or something like that. Who knows? She's drying out.
I think Nick Cannon chopped it already.
I think possibly. She's done with a celebrity lifestyle. She might just go for a calm guy.
Yeah, fam.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fam. Calm guy.
I don't think
if she goes for a celebrity or she's gonna go for a fuck off Arab.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like a calm guy. Like I don't someone think she's that isn't get, in the public eye.
I don't think she's gonna get another partner for time.
Same.
Not by like, well, I don't want to be with no one. Maybe she might say that, but I just don't see it happening.
I don't think no one's going to touch her for a while.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
Mm. And when I mean touch her, I mean in the sense of claim her. Mm. Yeah, man might chop here and there, but yeah. I don't think no one's going to claim her for a while.
Why'd you say that?
When I say that, I just don't think no one's going to claim her
like
for a while.
Like you said before anyway, brother, she had a lot of years invested in Kanye, yeah, and in their marriage, in their children.
The service history doesn't sound nice.
You know what? It's just not even worth it.
I don't even think people would look at her and think about her service history, you know. Like, she's that gone, fam. Like,
I don't know, man. You got spoken about so much about Ray J. Now Kanye West.
Remember, it's a lot for a man to hack. Remember her second marriage? I swear her second marriage ended in one day, bro.
Yeah, fam. The basketballer, fam.
It was literally bare quick.
Fam, yes.
I think it was like a month.
He wasn't going to touch that for a while.
Was it quick, innit? Something stupid. Something quick.
Man, they're going to claim that for a while. So I agree with any. I disagree.
Like, I feel she's a powerhouse on her own, bro. Like, who wouldn't want to have that on their arms? I promise you, yeah, it's only like a black celebrity that will probably say they don't want to claim her. I feel like these other guys, yeah, that are more.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Because there's people that won't look at these things.
There are people out there that won't look at it like we will.
She don't want that.
The calm... Okay, just for instance, the calm arrogant. I don't think she wants that though, which goes back to my point.
That's not what you said, fam. You said no one will claim her.
Yeah. So, but no, that's cool. But when I mean no one will claim her, she's got to claim them before they claim her. As more relationship goes.
So no one
that she will probably want is going to claim her.
You'd be surprised, fam.
You I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So wait. Going back to the pee thing then, what? Could you date a thing that's got like more pees than you?
Yeah. I definitely can.
Can you?
Yeah. I definitely can. Like, why do we... I feel like we... Us as people, we complicate things so flipping much.
But it comes down to you. You don't mind it.
Fam, see, that's the mentality that we need to avoid, by the way.
Go on, carry on.
Why is that the first thing he thinks about?
What did he say?
A girl talking down at me because she's got more money than me.
Okay.
First of all, like, before you engage in a conversation with someone, you got to realise if there's levels there, innit? Like, there's mutual respect. Do you know what I mean? I'm not getting with someone if they're going to talk down at me, let alone, like, me think that them having a problem, them having more money will also be a problem. Do you know what I mean? So, I feel like, because we're uptight, we're just...
You know what that is? That's a London thing, you know?
Probably.
Man, everyone in London has got too much pride, has got too much to say as well.
No, one of them...
I can't dare go.
In London, I get it. I still don't know. I'm deciding as we continue, and I'll make my decision by the end of the conversation. Anyway, yeah.
I can't.
Go on.
I personally feel that everyone in London just needs to relax a little bit. Just like, I don't want us to do the America thing because Americans are fucking insane. Mm. They're nuts. And that's a bit too far. Do you get it? Like, man will chop this one here and then then they'll marry that one there and they're all their best friends and all these things will happen and it will happen in like 1 week and everyone's cool with it. She'll be at the wedding as well and they'll all be pally. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's all a bit weird in America. So I'm not on what they're on, but I think that we as Londoners should calm down a little bit. We are, with everything as well, not just girls and this situation that we're talking about right now, just in general, like, we need to just chill out a bit. You know what I mean? Do you agree?
No, wait.
Like, don't you think that we've got too much to say? We've got too much pride? Everything's... Like, man can't do certain things without it being looked down upon.
The first thing he said is,
she's gonna fucking try and bully you and talk down on you. Brother, no, she's not. And if she does, she's not the one. Yeah, because she's trying to do something that's not in her role.
Let me make something clear, though. I want to make something clear. Just because I said I can do it, don't mean I'm going to do it.
Let's analyze the pros and cons.
Before anything, he has something to say. Go on.
Yeah, I can't.
Why not?
I can't.
Why not?
I can't.
Right, yeah, go on. Why?
Do you know what it is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very traditional. And I think that's probably why I can't do it.
Mm.
I don't mind being the breadwinner.
Yeah.
And you patting home.
Mm.
I always say, man, I love the equal thing. Like, that's more my vibe. But if you had to say, if I had to not work and you work, or I work and you don't work, I'm going to have to work for them. I don't want to be looked after.
All right, cool.
But I don't want to be looked after.
Yeah. So would you be fine for your girl not to work?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I personally wouldn't. And I'll tell you why.
If I'm good and I'm gone clear, it's calm.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I'm done. That's what we're talking about, though. Like, if you've got peas... If you ain't got peas, can you date a girl that's got peas and she's the one, the breadwinner, and you're just the stay-at-home kind of guy?
Mm.
Or can, like, obviously the Kim K... I'm using the Kim K thing, innit? Like, if she was to date a guy, like, lower than her, could it run? But I can't...
But why is he lower than her? Because he's got less bread, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, like, okay. Financial-wise, I'm talking about. Yeah, like, when I mean lower than her.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it personally, yeah, because I feel like...
You wouldn't do what?
I wouldn't get with a girl that's got more money than me in a way, because I feel like, listen.
But you said you wasn't against
it. No, I said I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Like, I don't mind doing it. I personally could see myself getting with a girl, but whether or not I do it is a different thing. Do you know what I mean? But like, my mentality is not there. Like, I just feel like, bro, if we have vibes and whatnot, yeah, it's calm. Mm. We'll just, you know what I mean? We'll just vibe and do our thing. But I feel like it doesn't matter how mature a woman or how different they are, yeah. I promise you, one way or the other, they're gonna find a way to emasculate you because they got more money than you.
Mm.
And that's what I can't hack. I feel like if they have more money, they start second guessing.
But that's what I mean when I say talking down shit.
They're coming home, why the fuck aren't the dishes done? What did you do today?
I've been at work all day.
And what you do? You've been sitting here playing fucking FIFA with your friends.
And all now the washing ain't done. All now.
You ain't got time for that.
Mm-mm. But you said he was going to cook, though.
Giving me allowance. Mm-mm. Monthly allowance and that.
Nah, but you see, that's going too far.
What do you mean, fam? She's the breadwinner, fam. So say when you go out with your friends, say, hold a pinky.
Listen, look.
A pinky when you go for drinks. What am I, dickhead?
I could date a girl who earns more money than me, but it cannot be a substantial amount.
No.
It cannot be stupid.
No.
Are you really, though? Or are you saying that?
No, I'm cool. Listen to what we said.
His one was that you are the stay at home man. Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Leave the stay at home.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I'm talking about monthly wage or yearly income. Is she higher than me?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay, cool.
That's cool, man.
She's higher than me. Yeah, maybe you know what? Maybe I need to fucking get to Grafton, then maybe I can match her on a different level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what we won't do, when the bracket is looking Tekken 2,
couple zeros,
and I can't meet you halfway. I can't even meet you under halfway. Then it's a problem.
Why are you writing yourself off because of a couple?
No.
I know it's not as fickle as that, but I'm saying, like, think about it, though. Like, why are you writing yourself off just because she makes more money than you? Brother, first of all, let's think about it. You two may not be in the same industry or be in the same field. Because of the field she's in, she's worth that money that she makes monthly. Do you know what I mean? Like, with knowing that information, do you still feel inferior to...
Yes.
Why?
Yes, bro.
It's not your fault.
It is my fault.
No.
Hold on. Before you say it's not my fault, okay, I've pursued her now.
Yeah. But let me give you some context, though.
Go on.
All right, cool. You are a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You're a PT. Cool. Let's say you now find this girl on Insta.
Mm-hmm. And she's a
social influencer. She's a social influencer.
Maya Jama.
Yeah. Maya Jama, let's say you message Maya Jama tomorrow.
I did.
Yesterday. I said tomorrow, but...
No, I did it yesterday.
You did yesterday. Yeah. All right, cool. Did she reply?
Pending. Go on.
Pending.
What, for PT purposes?
We'll talk after.
Okay, cool.
All right, you message Maya Jama.
Don't know.
She gives you she gives you the time. She starts to chat to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, bam, boom. You say, like, Gibby, I really like this one, you know. Like, I've been on her for years. Like, you know already, like, she's decent, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool.
Maya.
Then she says, all right, you now ask her out, you go out. You start progressing through the stages. Mm. Now you start to catch her one feeling.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
But she's probably in a better situation than you are.
Probably.
She is.
Are you going to hesitate pursuing her now because of where she's at and where you're at?
Listen, I'm going to be 100% honest.
Mm.
You see that pursuing? It's going to be all for sex. It's not going to be anything. It's not going to be for me to...
What if you chop her and then now all of a sudden you think you catch her one feeling?
Well, yeah, if I chop her and then we're game and I catch her one feeling, then, you know, I might have to pursue it. But, I mean, at the start, I'm going to be thinking, this is my agenda.
Listen to what you're saying, though.
Go on.
You will chop a high-value girl, but you won't wife it.
Bro.
Can I let him finish.
Bro. Where would me, like, where are me and Maya Jama fitting in this thing?
At the gym.
At the gym. We're fitting at the gym.
Mike can train her to get the body that she wants, which then gives her what she's been craving for.
Talk on experience.
And now all of a sudden, she catches her one feeling for you.
Do you know what? If she did catch her one feeling for me, which, you know, is highly unlikely.
Why? Believe in yourself.
Bro, but she just finished dating the guy that headlined Glastonbury.
She's dating now.
She's now dating NBA.
Fam, stop worrying about
But now you're telling me that she wants a regular degular personal trainer.
First of all, you're not regular. Don't say that.
Exactly. I'm not regular, but bro, I don't have a K to my Instagram.
You don't have a blue tick either.
I don't have a blue tick.
But it doesn't matter.
And I don't have a lot of followers. The biggest followers are fucking people that I know personally from the media industry and athletes.
Let me talk from my experience quickly.
Go on.
I'll never forget, it was SB's birthday. We went somewhere central, innit? Gone to a club. We're in the club. I moved to this Russian thing.
Mm.
Gone clear with all the ramps. She's saying to me, we can come back to the hotel. She'll take me back to the hotel and we can play casino and just vibe, innit?
Mm.
Couldn't hack it. Do you know why I couldn't hack it?
Why?
Because she earned more than you.
She's, first of all, daddy's rich, gone clear, but that's one part. But listen to how she's talking to me.
Mm.
She's saying, listen, you can come back to the hotel with me. We can go for some drinks. I can get you some drinks. I can change
my life. She said, I can get you some drinks. I can
change my life.
She told you she can.
She said, you can go for flights. And already, yeah? Already. You see my masculinity?
No, but she's saying she's saying things that would put me off too, bro.
No, but it's like, no.
That would put me off. I said, change my life.
You see my masculinity?
We'll change it then.
You see my masculinity? It was falling off my body slowly. It was slowly falling off. Another time, I spoke to a girl.
No, wait, before you carry on to this next, yeah. But she sounds like she was really into you, number one.
Yeah, she was.
She
told him, I could get you drinks.
And change your life. So this is different because she actually offered herself to you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hack it.
No. Because she wanted to change my life and buy me bottles and take me to the hotel.
You know why? Because this is what he does to girls. Now they're treating him like a bad B.
Can't do that.
No, I don't want to. But see, I will let this happen because she's trying to get me in bed and show me a good time. I'm down for that.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
But when we start talking about a relationship,
that's a different conversation. That's a whole different
ball game. I don't mind. Listen, you know, I don't mind the whole we can be friends and we can go out and I'll get a night and you get a night and we can do all this. But all this relationship. But when it comes to the bills and all that shit,
yeah,
bro.
To me, you know, it got a bit scary, innit? And that, like, I was like, just the way she was talking, yeah. Like you said, I felt like a bad B. I was like, brother, I'm worth more than this.
You know what's mad as well? If a rich girl approaches you, brother, she already knows she can afford you 10 times over. Fam, but that's her decision. Do you know what I mean?
So she's still approached you knowing. She's already vetted you, you know?
So I'm just a body.
You're literally a sample. She's just gonna test you out.
The game's the game, bro.
You see that? And you see when you get in a relationship, yeah, and they start, yeah, I'm going out. Cause you're just a body. She got other playboys that she's. You're just a little. You're the homebody.
Little fish.
Bro, you're the homebody.
That's all hypotheticals, man. This is not,
you mean,
it's
fam?
It's not reality, bro.
Yeah, it's like, not.
It's hypotheticals.
It's not reality.
Honestly. That's how my mind thinks, though. My mind thinks. Yeah, like I can't just because I like to have my masculinity just there. I don't want to be feel like I have to wait on any gal.
Mm.
So that's probably why I can't do it. I think my pride won't be able to hack it. Mm. It'll be a myth.
For one night? Mm.
No, for one night it's calm.
Mm. But as a relationship, it's a myth. Yeah.
That night, if I keep it real, what it was, I wasn't driving these times, innit? And I had to stay at the hotel. It was essential. I wasn't really trying to come back.
Make your way home after.
No one's trying to grab me. That was like, unless I was going to... Look. Unless I was going to ask her to pay for the Uber. See? You see what I'm saying?
And she would have happily done it. She would have happily done it, bro. She would have happily done it. Fam, she's rich, guys.
Look at that, really.
No, you didn't need to tell anyone.
She's all tapping me on my back. Tapping me on my back. I'll see you soon. When I'm next in town.
She's going to tell you. Text me when you get home.
Am I a dickhead?
Yeah, I'm flying out tonight. Let yourself out.
I think we're all on the same page.
No, we're not.
Tell me about
your page. You said you don't mind it, but you won't do it.
But I won't do it.
So why are you doing it?
Digress. Tell me.
Because I ain't found anyone rich yet. But as soon as I find her, bro, she's flying me out.
So we're all on the same page.
No, we're not.
We agree.
Well, you lot wouldn't even contemplate it. No,
he's on it.
Oh, you would do?
We said if it's a one-night thing.
Yeah, he's on it.
No.
If it's a relationship.
The relationship thing, I could do it, but like I said, it can't be a substantial amount. Yeah. We can have some sort of gap. It can't be mind the gap. It can't be, you know what I mean?
It can't be an Arsenal Spurs team.
Yeah, no, no. It can't be a Tottenham Spurs team. There can be some sort of gap. Do you know why? And hold on. Do you know why there can be some sort of gap as well? You see, for me, a girl that is screwed on, motivated, go-getter, independent, makes her own.
I rate all of that, by the way.
But for me, that is so sexy.
Yeah.
And through that, and that's what I would big up with a couple of my last relationships as well. I had some go-getters, isn't it?
Mm.
And
that was Peg.
Elevation. Very important. Elevation and also building together. And just because your building's bigger now, it doesn't mean my team won't get there.
Mm. My point, exactly.
Yeah.
But why can't you use that mentality for a girl that has more money than you, bro?
I can, but it can't be fucking my jamma.
Bro, come on, fam. Like, come on. Why the hell not? You're not giving me fundamentals. You're not giving me, like, tangible reasons.
It's just him saying, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're just
telling me. Stormzy might make a diss track for me and I might get embarrassed.
But then you better get in the booth, Blake.
Look at thing, yeah? Perfect example. Look at Nicki Minaj and her man.
Safari. And this
No. The new man. No. The baby father. He looks like an idiot.
But before that,
but he's an idiot.
He is an idiot anyway.
No. I remember one thing, yeah, where he's just standing there like this and she's just dancing over me and he's just standing like some idiot. That's an idiot.
Let me tell you something. You know he's actually a vulnerable man because of that title that's on his name. He's exed. You know, he's an idiot. Yes, you're right. But he's an idiot because of what he's done. If he didn't get into that fuckery and now he's got this title and he's clouding over him. Right? Her current man, no?
Wait, we're hearing what title?
What do you mean? What do you mean he's what title?
Oh, wait, I'm not...
Yeah, the rapist? Ain't that the bugger?
No. It's not rapist. Yeah. No, he's on the sex offender list.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
You can't be throwing out rapists like this, you're mad. But, but what's that got to do with how he...
What do you mean, fam? Nice. He can't do anything because if he tries to bully her, not bully literally, but you know what I mean, tries to show his masculinity.
What's she gonna do?
She's just gonna put him
talk
down.
There you go. Talk down on him. And that's why.
But if he didn't have that sex offenders list covering over his head every day, he would have been able to say, "Boom, I don't even need you." You know,
but done something that your girl holds it against you. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's on this girl here.
Yeah. Where you go on loud
drugs. Okay. Cool. Now imagine your girl holding it against you.
Well, then you better pick and choose the right ones. Then you're the sex offender.
But listen to what I just said. Your girl does it now on this scale.
Mm.
So imagine a girl with more P's on a bigger scale. If your girl,
but it depends what you're talking about.
No. But in argument, it's gonna happen, isn't it? She's gonna say shit.
Who's got more money out of Meek and Nicki?
Nicki.
Okay, so are we giving that a blight because what they?
Bruh, they worked. They worked.
Did it work?
They worked.
No, wait. Are we giving that a blank because they both
they worked,
ends?
Bro. They didn't work out in the end.
Is that what we're doing?
I mean, it worked for some time.
Hold on.
It was going smooth. Hold on.
If I'm being honest, yeah, bro. We are giving that a blank because they both got M's. Because, all right, cool. Nicki Minaj, on a financial and global scale, she's bigger than Meek Mill. We know that.
Yes. Yep.
But it's like, look. Meat Milk can drop Dream Chasers 9 tomorrow.
He can do what she does.
But we understand
that she
one
has
of us has
bread.
To be bigger.
Yeah.
And babe, it's you. And that's fine.
You know what? that's the thing. I don't even mind that, you know?
It's fine. Like Victoria Beckham and David Beckham.
I don't mind that.
You know, one of them had to be bigger.
Yep.
It was David. But then Victoria held her own. She done all clothing. She done her... And that's it.
It's just when it's the mad gap.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Same thing again.
And you would even say Jay was probably bigger than Beyonce before.
And then Beyonce came.
And now look, Beyonce is probably the biggest global performer of all time. Behind Michael Jackson, obviously.
That's calm though.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just
when you're there, it don't matter because, babe, what you can do now, I could do tomorrow.
Let's talk about what's brought you here though.
Okay.
Let's talk about what's brought you here because I feel like our mentality has been shaped by things of the past, like things that have like been passed down from generations upon generations, and now we feel like we've got to be the breadwinner in a way. And if you're not,
you're a
failure. Yeah, you get looked down upon. But why is that the case? Like, why is that?
Because of the tradition.
Yeah.
Because of the history.
Yeah, but that's tradition across all cultures.
Yeah.
Not really.
Quickly.
What culture? Would you say that the men is not meant to be the breadwinner? Well, that's across all culture.
I think culture, this is going to sound bonkers, yeah, but I think culture is just such an artificial thing, isn't it? Like you can.
You're saying it's just thrown around.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
can,
really.
It's thrown around.
No,
do you know what I mean?
What culture? I'm saying. Forget. I'm not talking about our culture. I'm saying in what culture, whatever culture, Arabs, over there, anyone. Just what culture do you see? Because you're saying in our culture. In what culture do you see the woman as the main? In what culture, fam? It's across all the board.
Yeah,
fam.
There isn't one.
There isn't one, bro.
And if there is, I apologize.
Our minds have been fucked.
Know.
It's because all borders, fam.
No, our minds have been fucked.
So tell me.
I can't tell you what culture, but listen, I don't think it should be like that.
No, that's fine.
No, hold on. You're right. It shouldn't be like that.
No, that's fine.
And funnily enough, what do girls push most? They want equality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Equal rights, equality, equal mindset, X, Y, and Z. But they don't want that.
They don't
want that. What they want is for everything to be equal, when they want it to be equal. And that's me being honest. And I think, ladies, you're not going to like what I just said, but just eat it up and just deal with it and digest it, because that's the real.
It's okay.
Yeah, they want, but because, and I'll tell you why as well. It's just shit. It's shit. Do you know what I mean? It's shit. Look, if I have a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got two kids, right? And things are going steady. She's got her career, I got my career. Mm-hmm. Both on different career paths,
mm-hmm.
but we're in the same wage bracket. One of us might earn more than the other. To be honest, it doesn't really matter right now because we're there. We both got cars, we both can put deposits down here, there, and everywhere. We have fun without each other, we have fun with each other. Cool. I lose my job. Mm. Unfortunate series of events, I lose my job. I am now the stay-at-home father with two kids. 1 8-year-old, 1 3-year-old. Mm. It's getting techie. I'm doing the packed lunches. I'm dropping them off to school. I'm picking them up to dates and all of this kind of shit. All play dates and whatnot. I am now mum.
Nah.
You're not.
You're not mum. You're still dad.
Okay, I am. But
you're not.
But what does it look like?
Mum.
Yeah, it looks like you being a parent.
Exactly.
But what did the girls think? What's my girlfriend thinking? What's her friends thinking?
I don't care what she's thinking. Listen.
But I care what she's thinking. This is my girlfriend.
Do you believe in gender roles? Because what you've described is they're gender roles right now.
Uh-huh.
A man isn't supposed to be looked as a woman.
Wait, hold on. And to add more to that, yeah, the new age woman in this world today, they don't want to be fucking staying at home, cooking and cleaning and doing all these things. Most of them don't, Clay.
No, you're right.
Yeah, okay,
I remember
that
girl said to me, she said,
maybe you don't even want to get married.
They ain't got time for all of that.
She goes, I just want to crack on my career. And just when we were talking, that we were dating, and she was like, oh, would you want to be like a stay-at-home dad? And I'll just go on, like, are we just go on tours? Like, one day I'm working, I'm thought to myself,
no.
What the hell do I look like,
fam? Stay home, dad. I don't believe in gender roles, by the way.
You don't?
No, I don't feel like
I hear what you're saying.
I don't believe in it. Look, I just feel like, all right, let me put it in context, yeah? If we're a family, right? Man and a wife and the kids.
Yeah. We've got something going here.
I don't think it's the duty of the woman to cook or clean.
Yeah.
Nor is it the duty of the man to go out and earn.
See,
the P.
That's the thing. It's not the duty of the woman.
No.
But you see, when a man starts doing it, yeah, it just looks a bit technical, doesn't it? Be honest with me.
It does.
It just looks a bit technical.
I'm not here for
that. It does.
And again, look, it's not like I've chosen to do this. It's not like I didn't have a career.
So now
I've had a problem and I haven't been able to overcome it. And now
no, but that's calm though.
In this situation.
All right, cool. So you're in that situation. What are you doing?
I'm gonna have to crack on and do what I gotta do, innit?
Exactly.
The roles are switched,
but
and I've gotta do your
role.
Listen
to what I'm saying to you.
In a sense.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Until you get back on your feet, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna leave her because you don't wanna be the stay-at-home dad?
No. That's what I said. No. In this scenario,
you can understand it more.
It's not like I've gone in there as the stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
It just happened while we're in the relationship.
Yeah.
That is fine because at least you know that.
This isn't you.
Yeah, this ain't me. You know, I'm motivated and I want to be the breadwinner.
Yeah.
So you know that's not me. But
unfortunately,
going
you
into
find
it like that,
right now,
I can't hack that one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just flip it a little bit more. So same situation, but she now gets a promotion. All right.
Yeah.
And then she says, "Babe, I've got this. Let me go to work. I'm only in 4 days a week. Why don't you stay at home? Spend time with the kids. Relax, babe. Relax. It's fine.
I've got this. I can probably flex with that.
Yeah?
I can flex with that.
So what happened to all that masculinity you were talking about, bro?
Yeah, where's that gone?
Where is it gone?
I can tell you exactly.
Because she's looking after you now.
This is what I said. No, I can tell you where. This is... What do you say? What do you say?
Because she's looking after you now.
No. And this,
so where's it gone?
No, but this is the bit I can... This is the bit I can hack. This ain't a thing that we started on this level.
No.
We've... Started somewhere else.
Yeah.
Actually,
we're here now.
What you're saying as well.
So we've built a rapport.
We had a foundation.
We've got a foundation.
Yeah, we've already done this.
You know my character.
Okay.
It's not like you've met me and
being
you're
a bum.
Gone.
Yeah.
No, not bum, not bum, because you could still be working.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
she's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not
and
like you've
I'm
met
here.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not like you met me. It's not like you there. It's not like you met me and you're gone and da da da. No, we was equal.
And we built up.
We built a foundation because now we got kids.
Yeah.
Now we're building a family, building a legacy, innit?
Yeah.
Cool. For the family, it makes sense for you to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
For the family.
Play your role temporarily.
I get it. But I can't meet you like this.
Mm.
That's my problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
But so that's all well and
imagine
good.
This. Imagine my girl won the lottery.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We're lit.
Yeah. And she decides to stay with you.
Yeah. We're lit. Like, everything's lit.
Mm-hmm.
But you met like...
I met you. We met each other on this level.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. That's all so good.
I know the respect. I know respect is always going to be... I know respect is always going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine you met me...
She hasn't gone into this thinking I am superior to you. Yeah.
If you meet me and you're above me...
Mm.
I can't hack that because I just know you're gonna talk a certain type of way, and you're gonna do some type of things.
And you know she's gonna be with her girls
maybe
chatting.
Maybe me as well, yeah. Maybe me as well. This could be me as well. Meeting you, maybe if I've been racial, I'll be secure. I'm fine. But me meeting you like that, like okay, perfect. The Russian thing I just said. Me meeting her like that to then take it in the racial.
Put you off.
Imagine how much man you're there just.
Mm.
Get me.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait, hold on.
Let me change your life.
Hold on. I feel like we still
that's your line.
We still didn't get to the roof.
Mm.
My point is, yeah.
Go on, bring it closer.
In the conversation we spoke about, I had my career, she had hers.
Mm.
We both enjoy what we do, and you just said that's not my character. Big man, it doesn't matter about what your character was before.
Wait, what do you mean?
At the start, my character. It doesn't matter what you was at the start. This is where you're going now.
Mm-hmm.
And where she's guiding you. Where she's guiding you, emotionally and physically, she's guiding you, yeah, to a stay-at-home dad. So the character you had before, whether you was in the music industry, whether you're doing what you're doing now, whatever it is that you liked doing, that was your career. Your breakup time, you don't get that anymore. Your character has now changed. You are now CK, the stay-at-home dad.
But that's what I just said. You've met me as a person that's motivated. You met me as a person that's motivated and da-da-da. So even if you've gone clear, the type of person I am, I'm still going to find a way...
But this is what I said.
This is what I'm saying.
No, but you're changing... You can't change it.
You're not allowed to do that, because you said you're the stay-at-home dad.
And that's what I said. It wouldn't work. Which goes back to my whole... That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work for me. But my whole point is, if you've met me a type of way, you know my character, you know that I want to do more. You would already know, okay, cool. You don't have to work. Whatever you want to do, focus on that now. So that's where that's where our understanding will go. It's like, you don't have to go to work to then work on your dream. Just work on your dream and I'll help you build your dream.
So just to cover that then. So you lost your job, cool. She said, I've now been given a pay rise, so you don't even have to work like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. So you're going to say, all right, you know what? I enjoy making music, so this is what I want to do. This is my passion, but I haven't really been able to because I've been so tied up with working and doing other things and trying to make the bread and da da da. I'm gonna pursue that now.
Yeah,
that's what you're on. That's what you're saying, basically. Like, I'll pursue a different avenue. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna go back to work.
If them like when a rich guy in my mind gets with like a girl that probably doesn't have nothing, you kind of want to build her business or her dream.
Mm.
So in America, their thing is. The rapper gets a little stripper thing, then it's like, okay, cool. She gets a hair salon. You build on what they're doing, innit?
And I'm on that as well.
The same thing, I look at the same way around. If you're the gone clear one, let me build now my little dream and do what I've got to do. You know what I'm saying?
But that's only when the circumstances have now changed. Not from the core, beginning.
Because from the core, I'm already working to my dreams, but I'm working to get to my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can, the financial things there, I can actually do my dreams.
What if she is not in favour of all of that? I mean, what if...
Then it won't work.
And what if you don't have time?
Then it won't work.
What if you don't have time?
Then it's very short time.
So you've got to have a divorce?
Fam, what am I going to be... Okay, this is what you just said. I've met you and I'm working to work towards my dream.
Mm-hmm.
You've just told me now, you've got pay rise, I lost my job and I can't do my dream. What am I going to be? Unhappy in a relationship?
You wasn't working towards your dream. You had a career.
Okay, cool. So if I lost my job in that career, that field, I would want to kind of go back into that field and carry on.
Yeah.
But so whatever dream, when I say dream, same thing, career, whatever, I kind of want to go back into that field. So if you're telling me I can't go back into, first of all, you're telling me I can't. Even then, we have a problem there already.
Yeah, because you're telling me I can't.
Now you're controlling me.
That's dead.
So imagine that's the start of it.
But she's
imagine
she's,
5 years into relationship.
She's not, but it's like we said, she's not controlling you. You said at the beginning.
I can't go back into
it. No, but. You're this is the family. You're in a partnership now. You have two kids, 8 and 3 years old. So it doesn't matter about your dream and everything. Your dream is now on hold for the play For the family.
Okay.
For the family. I feel like we're thinking mad, yeah? There is relationships here where people work. They equaled. No one's going clear. They work and still work on their dream with kids.
Yeah, of course they do. It becomes a lot harder, though.
It becomes a lot harder. That's fine. But what I'm trying to say is that's a normal world. He's trying to tell me you can't work on your dreams. You got to be a stay-at-home dad.
You can potentially, but now,
that's fine. But it wouldn't work. Our relationship wouldn't work because I'm unhappy in my relationship now. So it's not going to work. It's not going to last long, is it? If I'm unhappy in my relationship, why the fuck am I still staying there?
Well, for the kids.
No. Could that's fine. But then I can co-parent.
Could I? No. I'm too active for that, sorry.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I'm too active. That's the problem. I'm too trying to move around. I'm too active. I can't hack that, fam.
I wouldn't want
to
do it. I'll get a divorce.
That's wrong, fam.
Straight up. I'll get a divorce.
And is is that you talking from the beginning or is that you talking from you've lost your job?
If I lose my job, I mean, I know I'm saying, I'm throwing all these scenarios, but I'll be on the exact same shit that he's on.
Yeah.
If I lose my job and I'm looking after two kids,
yeah.
You best believe that I'm trying to get into another job or trying to pursue my dream where, you know, I can build something and maybe I'm not going to be earning a certain amount of money for the maybe first 2 or 3 years. But I enjoy it and I can build something. I can put that dream into like the kids or our family and maybe I'll be gone clear and you won't be working.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm,
yeah.
But as for being a stay-at-home dad,
dead.
You know, doing the packed lunches,
dead.
Dropping them off to school, coming back home, doing dead dishes, doing all that stuff. No, I'm not on for it. I'd rather we both work and then we do it when we can.
Yeah. To flip it, yeah? Could you be the main guy? No, probably I think every guy would say yes.
To be in the breadwinner.
No, wait.
I will always want my partner to be doing some sort of work.
That's the thing.
Always. No, 100%. 100%. Always. But that goes back to my whole point.
You don't want her to be a stay-at-home mum?
No.
Get up.
I'll be honest, I'm not on that.
I don't want that.
I don't care if you go and get a job as a cashier in Waitrose.
No, that's not cool.
No, I don't care. Because if I'm earning enough, and you want to do your little side thing.
But then if you're earning enough, you could probably start up her dream or her business
that's my point.
Which then gives her employment. She's now working.
I don't care about you. I don't care if you want to start up your dream or not. Honestly, I don't care.
I don't care about that.
The main thing.
I don't care about that.
First and foremost, I don't. Before anything, I want my woman to work. Before anything. And then you can go and chase your dreams afterwards and I can help you go and get your dreams.
Yeah, but what if that her dream though? You can start up the hair salon that she's wanted for all these years.
Maybe I can't though, bro.
Yeah, but you can though.
No, we're saying if you're in a position...
I'm telling you can.
If I'm in a position, that's cool.
And this is why we're confused to why you're saying she has to go.
Okay.
Because you're in a position to help her.
Yes, if I'm in that position, yeah. But I don't want to... this is sounding too dreamy now. No, this is sounding too...
No, it's not sounding dreamy. It is. It's not, because you have money and you can put
her on. No. Okay. If I had that certain amount of money where I could open a business for her...
Remember, it doesn't take a mad amount to be able to start up.
What, a salon?
Yeah. No, just any business. Just any business.
Bro, you could probably do it. Just with nails. Like, you could probably do it just with like nails, 20K, fam. 30K.
No, but even then.
But I'm talking like to have...
5K, fam.
I'm talking like to have a full salon. You know what I'm saying?
I like salon. How much do you reckon it costs to start up a salon?
Bro, you're not going to buy it, so you're going to be renting.
You're probably
renting the space.
You probably even going to do that yet.
You're probably...
Space.
You're renting the space. You're probably looking at about 20K, 25K a year to rent the space. Yeah. And that's it, over the year, yeah?
Equipment?
The equipment's not going to cost you more than probably 5 to 10K max, I would have thought.
Right.
Not that I know, but I would have assumed that.
Advertisement and all of that?
Yeah, that's easy, advertise. Bro. You don't really need to.
Employees?
You don't need to yet.
No. That's you don't need that yet.
This is her starting up.
Just her and her salon.
It could be her and her friend.
No, it could be her in a garden. It could be her in the garden, fam. It's her start. No, but I'm trying to say this could be her in the garden. Forget the renting room. This could be her in the front room starting something with clientele. Do you get it?
But if this is the case, then this has nothing to do with my money.
What do you mean?
I haven't started up anything there.
But you still might need to purchase all the
equipment. Equipment.
Okay.
Which might set you back 10 grand.
Or, with that money that she's earning at Waitrose, she can go and get the equipment herself.
That's so mad.
Then what?
That's going to take her a very long time.
It will do if she doesn't get her savings in there, though.
So wait. With the kids, yeah, everything, you're working, be the main provider,
mm-hmm.
you want her to go to Waitrose.
No, it, I mean, look, if I'm rich and I'm gone clear, and I'm you know, racks in this thing, then no, I wouldn't want you to go.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about.
Aye, how do you feel about prenups?
I'll get a prenup.
You get a prenup?
Yeah.
Why? You're on this breadwinner. You're on this millionaire thing.
Fucked right now.
I'm not moving. Fuck. Oh.
Wait, prenup. You sign a prenup, innit? When you sign a prenup, is when you divorce,
you everything's yours and everything's theirs. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh wait.
Everything you own is yours. Everything. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll sign a prenup.
Why?
Because I want my shit.
So hold on. Big CK over here, the provider.
Yeah? No. Whatever I give to you.
Is
what I give
to you.
But you can't take mine.
This is the mentality I'm talking about again.
If she cheated on me, yeah.
Why does it have to be about cheating?
No, wait, let me finish. You said a prenup, and I'm just saying if she cheated on me.
Yeah, because if it's a prenup, you're getting divorced. Yeah, something's happening.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be cheating because. No, let me finish. No, wait, 1 second. The reason why I'm saying it doesn't have to be cheating because when it comes to cheating, you automatically think about the worst possible outcome.
I said. When I signed the prenup and I said the cheating thing, because he's saying, I said, what's mine is mine. Even if we signed the prenup and she cheated on me and I gave her a business, I wouldn't take the business back, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it's yours. So, what I take is mine and what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. So that's why I will sign the prenup. Yeah. Because if you cheated on me.
What if you don't have kids?
I wouldn't sign the prenup, by the way.
What do you mean?
Would you take the business back if you don't have kids?
No, I'm not taking it back, fam.
I'm just asking, bro.
Fam, in my eyes, yeah, if I've given you the business, yeah.
No, but...
If I've given you a business and I've given you something...
You gave that, innit?
Fam, I've had friends, fam, that I've given them shit. We stopped talking and we're still... I would love to get my shit back.
That's it, it's done.
The hell, blood. I would love to get my shit back.
I wouldn't sign a prenup.
Well, you wouldn't sign it?
You wouldn't sign a prenup?
No.
She's taking you to the cleaners, fam.
Yeah, she might do. But then hopefully I would like to think that I've chosen the right one.
That's the
but
thing.
But you're a walking contradiction, though, bro.
I'm not a walking contradiction.
No, because
I'm not a walking contradiction.
Because you wouldn't sign.
I would like my girl to have a job. And you know what's mad? Do you want to know something? It's nothing to do with financial.
That's what I said at the beginning.
So that you can be doing something.
Do you realize?
You don't like that.
Do you realize?
Nothing to do with financial. Yeah,
but
nothing.
No, but if you got kids, that's what I asked.
So they go to school. They go to school. Aye. Furthermore, you can go and be a learner support.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. You
go and help the kids at school. Go and be a learner support.
You know, the minute you don't have a job or you don't have something to do, you know, things just change, innit? Mentality changes. Your way of working changes.
Even the way you feel about them changes as well.
Exactly.
You know?
You become more lazy naturally. Like, a lot of things change and it's not necessarily positive. I'd say it's more negative than positive. For example, I asked my manager the other day and I was like, oh, like if you didn't have to, like, you probably don't have to work again now, but if you didn't have to work again, would you not work? And he said, no. Why would I do that? I'd continue working. I said, you know what? That is the mentality you need because it keeps your brain ticking. It makes perfect sense. And when I thought about it, I said,
I just wanted to be doing something.
So for me, I hear what he's saying. I'd want you to do something. I wouldn't say, go get a job at Waitrose, what he said.
That's what I'm saying. But I agree with that, though.
I would say you need to do something.
That little 5-hour shift, sitting at the cashier, clicking that bread all along, that might be enough for you. You might make some friends at Waitrose. Do you know what, babe? Good on you.
I agree with you. It's just the Waitrose thing that threw me off.
Why? Because it's Waitrose. A job's a job, bro.
Yeah. No.
It's because it's Waitrose.
No. I want you to build something for yourself.
You don't have to.
What's she going to be? The leading cashier?
She might be leading supervisor. She's going to
be the leading cashier.
Why does it matter?
Why are we laughing about this?
No.
Why does it matter?
I'm not laughing at the job.
Waitrose. And I'm thinking to myself, why Waitrose? Why don't you want her to do something that she can work towards? What's she working towards in Waitrose?
For me, there's no aspiration there.
That's what I'm hearing. But when I read it on the surface,
it's just control.
It's controlling.
Oh,
I wanted to. That's why I asked about the prenup, fam. I want to see where he
was. I'm moving like Paul from Blue Variety.
Yeah, you're moving. Cool.
What do you think about him? I love it.
No, wait. Let's assess that actually. Blue Variety.
I'm loving
Blue. Now.
Wait, first, is it real or not real?
It's fake.
I don't care. It's entertaining. And you know what? Even if it's fake, it's real at the same time. You know that?
Yeah, because it's real.
Do you know what I mean? That's what these I appreciate. Happen. No, I don't care.
They described it as...
Fabricated.
They were just sort of trying to depict the situations of like black people in our culture, what we faced. Mm. So that's why they spoke about the abortion thing.
I get all of that.
Finances.
Because you know what's mad? I was playing Warzone the other day and my girl was watching it. And I heard something going on in the back. I was like, right, that's a bit ticky, isn't it? That's a bit mad.
Was it the abortion part or?
It was Jamal admitting that he cheated. And then before you know it, my girl on the next like after scene or extra scene or something like that has said that she did it. No.
Oh, so that she did, yeah.
That she cheated. And I was like, right, what the fuck's going on there? I turned around like, wait a minute, like this is actually interesting. Mm. And then I realised, nah, this thing's fake, man. Shut up, man. You like all cap, bro. It's all cap.
But Paul, he's on this providing thing. What do you think about it? It's kind of vibe. Cause even someone like that, yeah, he's not around. Do you get it?
He's too busy
grafting.
So flip it back to us, our actual scenario with the whole girl thing, mm-hmm. being the breadwinner, X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
Could you hack all of that though?
But no, she might not be around.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't.
No, I can't.
I can't.
I'll get upset.
But it doesn't mean I want to be missing as well, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you
can kind of see where the girls are coming from with that kind of point of view. Because remember, they are kind of picking up from different relationships to make a scenario for everyone.
Yeah.
So you can see where girls come from when they have to be stay-at-home kind of girl, innit?
She works. She's not a stay-at-home girl.
Who, Jeroma?
She's a social influencer, I know.
She gets her own bread, bro.
Oh, so?
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's sexy. Look at her.
She's not a leaker, she
fucking hell.
You know, I'm never forgetting that. She says she wants to be the lead cashier.
That's techie.
No, blood.
I don't even think you get a pay rise with that.
No, blood.
You're the one that fixes things when it's going wrong.
Lead cashier is a very big role.
CK to till free, please.
Lead cashier is a very big role, I'll have you know.
Let's go ahead, you know.
What'd you get as a lead cashier though? What kind of perks and
You don't get perks.
Yeah, shit.
The standard 25 days holiday.
What do you get?
I don't know. But
cashier.
You might not be able to work on weekends. You might get weekends off.
Yeah, you might
get weekends off.
Yeah. And you might pattern everybody else's timetable so you can pattern what days as lead cashier that you want to do and you know everyone else.
Oh, you might work the rota.
Yeah.
Exactly. Saying. And if I work the rota, then it's
That's sounding a bit managerial now, though. I don't know if lead cashier does that.
I don't know if lead cashier takes control of that.
That's a bit high up.
You just get called to tills.
Mm. Yeah, like lead cashier solves till problems.
Oh,
lead cashier sound like an engineer. Yeah.
Okay. She'll be supervisor.
Supervisor.
Yeah, she'll be different. The supervisor.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
And that's fine.
So she's supervising the cashiers.
No, with the storm.
I don't, you know, I
the storm.
I don't
give a fuck. He said supervisor, it's changed now.
I don't care. The storm.
Bam, you know when you're talking, yeah? All I'm picturing is you wearing a wife beater, fam. You just sound like
a control freak?
Like a control freak.
Why? Why do I sound like a control freak? Because I would like my woman to work. Why is it?
I said no.
No,
she has to work.
Why?